The ancient art of basket weaving is getting new life through a class at the Maryhill Museum of Art. One Yakima Nation woman is hoping her basket weaving lessons will build community and help heal people through mindful work. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has this story.
When Chestina Dominguez was little, her maternal grandmother,
my Cuthla,
wanted to teach her to weave.
I never wanted to learn. I always wanted to go play out in the ditch and run around in the country. But she taught me those basics.
Dominguez is an enrolled Yakima Nation member and a descendant of the Warm Springs tribe. Years later, she was in recovery, learning to be sober. So she returned to her Cuthla's traditional teachings.
So I learned how to go out and gather roots and berries, how to make jam, how to preserve our foods, and how to weave.
That was nearly 13 years ago. Now, she's bringing her weaving lessons to would-be weavers at the Maryhill Museum of Art near Goldendale, Washington.
Weaving teaches you patience and perseverance and all those little things. To be mindful.
Skills she would need during her last in-person class of the season. More than 100 people packed into the Wuppus class. An article in the Oregonian made the functional basketry class even more popular. Attendees pulled in tables and chairs. Some worked in the hallway, yarn in hand.
I think I'm gonna go for this neon.
People in seats. Dominguez kicked off the class.
So when we gather today, this is called community self-care, and we're helping each other take care of each other. But today, if we could just have a lot of patience for ourselves, for me, there's only me.
Her biggest piece of advice, get out of your own head.
And I always tell people at the beginning, don't think, just do.
That can be a hard rule to follow, she says, especially as a recovering perfectionist.
When we start overthinking, that's where we get tripped up on, and we just need to be in the moment. And don't look at your neighbor's hand.
Dominguez picked up an example group of 12 cords, each with a much larger weight than the yarn. The cordage would form the structure of the baskets.
You had a thinking face, kid. Take your thinking face off.
She explained the weaving technique of wrapping the colorful yarn around the cords as similar to wrapping a ponytail holder around your hair.
You put it right on top and you just pull it through. Just pull it through just like this.
Perhaps harder for the few men in the room.
If it's too loose, it'll fall apart like your ponytail will fall apart. If it's too tight, you're going to get a headache.
This time last year, Rochelle Lindley was about to enter cancer treatment. She and her family attended the same weaving class, meant to help heal, shortly before her surgery.
It was really relaxing. It was really enjoyable, and it felt right. We went straight to Joann Fabrics and bought stuff, and I kind of didn't stop after that. So,
Lindley has woven around 40 intricate baskets during her recovery. Multicolored stripes, pink diamond patterns, condors with their wings spread, her favorite.
I kind of just used it for mind healing, to give me something to just kind of think about instead of the worry or the stress.
Here, Dominguez says she feels grounded, weaving with a view of the Columbia River.
And I feel like my ancestors were right here, weaving on the banks of the river, trading.
And then she thinks about her Cuthla, her maternal grandmother.
I lost my grandma when I was a young woman, and so I feel like I missed the opportunity to actually sit and weave with her as an adult.
One class, someone told her, every time you weave, she's here with you. Tears flow.
It just hit me a lot harder and was like, okay, every time I'm doing this, she's with me. So it was powerful.
The classes have become so popular, the museum hopes to host online classes this winter. I'm Courtney Flatt at the Maryhill Museum of Art.